If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
At 12:37, it's time to eat. Welcome in. Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, is on the air. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. Today we bite into Chicago Restaurant Week. Yeah, this is the 9th annual Chicago Restaurant Week now. Pretty big deal in Chicago, pretty big for the culinary community in the Chicago area and for foodies out there who love to try some of the new restaurants that are in the Chicago area. Some great deals to be had for you, and anytime that we can find some ways to save you some money, we certainly try to do that. Megan Risch is with Choose Chicago, which is sort of the promotional arm for the city of Chicago. That is, promoting Chicago Restaurant Week. Megan, nice to have you with us. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Dean.
Well, good afternoon, I guess, officially right now. Right. But so this is, explain what Chicago Restaurant Week is, how this has grown through the years.
Well, Chicago Restaurant Week is, funny enough, it's actually 2 weeks. It's 14 full days.
I did notice that, yeah. it's okay. Chicago Week is really 2 weeks.
Exactly. 1 week just wasn't enough. And we started it 9 years ago, as you mentioned. And at that time, we started with 44 restaurants. And today, this year, I'm pleased to say that we are at 354 restaurants.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's great. And the real purpose when we launched it was to help drive business to the restaurants during what is typically or historically a slower time for restaurants. We don't have any major conventions in town, and people are just kind of hanging on to their money after the holidays. And that is still its purpose, but now it's become more of a celebration of our wonderful culinary community. And it's great to see even the new restaurants who just opened, the first thing they want to do is get involved in Chicago Restaurant Week.
Yeah, well, you think of Taste of Chicago as being a great opportunity for people to try different places that they may not have had an opportunity to sample yet. But a lot of people don't like to go out in the hot weather. There's a lot of reasons that, some people would prefer, not going out to taste. I think this is kind of an extension of that. It's an opportunity to try different restaurants in the actual setting of the restaurant, which is great. Not out in Grant Park when it's 105 degrees outside with a million of your closest sweaty friends.
Right.
So it's an opportunity to actually be in the restaurants, experience the environment, exactly what's on the menu and so forth. So it's a little bit of an extension that way, I think. Do you agree?
It is, although to your point, you can pick and choose who you want to dine with. And then you can continue to go back, or you can try new ones. You can go with a loved one. You can go for a girls' night out. You can have a family dinner. And it's up to each participating restaurant if they want to do lunch and or dinner. And I have to say, in the 8-plus years that we've been doing this, the restaurants really get creative. So don't assume that the Restaurant Week menu is pulled simply from their regular menu, because you're seeing more and more of the participating restaurants doing unique entrees or wine or beer pairings. And so it's fun not only for the restaurant, but it's fun for the consumer too.
Yeah, the restaurants are trying to, impress people. They're trying to...
Sure. They want them to come back.
They want to make a great impression. So they're putting their best foot forward. And the deal is that there are deals to be had.
There really are.
With this whole thing. The restaurants are offering some pretty significant savings. That's what really makes it special, right?
Sure. So for lunch, it's $22, and it's three courses, but That excludes the price for your beverage tax and gratuity, but still, that's a great deal. And for dinner, many of the restaurants are offering two price options, either 33 and or 44 for the dinner. So your higher level restaurants that are participating, you'll see them offering the 44 in addition to the 33. But just to your point, this is where a lot of people get out and experience that restaurant that perhaps they couldn't experience maybe for its price point previously.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm not going to go down a list of all 354 restaurants, but I did want to talk about the kinds of restaurants that are participating, the areas in the Chicago area that are participating. Let me take a quick break and we'll come back and do all of that, and also take some calls at 312-981-7200. If you have favorite restaurants and you're wondering, are they part of Chicago Restaurant Week? We'll be able to answer those questions. We're talking dining out today. Joining us on the phone today is Megan Risch, who is Chicago Vice President, Corporate Communications for Chicago Restaurant Week that kicked off the other day. We'll run through February the 4th. So, Megan, first of all, how does somebody, do you just walk into the restaurant and say, I'm here for the Restaurant Week deal? Do you have to make a reservation? How does all that work?
Reservations are strongly recommended. And while many people these days are making their reservations via OpenTable, don't assume that just because they come back to you and say nothing is available, that really nothing is available. Do the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and call the
That's
restaurant.
What I like
many
to do.
Times there
well,
are.
Yeah, when I make a reservation, I like to talk to a human because computers are not always 100% up to date.
You're absolutely correct.
I always make my reservations on the phone.
That's great. And they will tell you more often than not when you are making that reservation that it is Chicago Restaurant Week. But when you are seated, the restaurants will present you with not only the Restaurant Week menu, but their regular menu as well.
Oh, I see.
So you still have many options.
So when you sit down, you can say, I want to order the Chicago Restaurant Week prefix meal.
Absolutely. And that's a separate menu altogether.
I gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
John's on the phone with a question at 312-981-7200. Hello, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Very well. Welcome.
I just wanted to say we've used the Restaurant Week for both Chicago and the western suburbs about the last 4 or 5 years. And matter of fact, we were out at Perry Steakhouse in Oak Brook last night for Restaurant Week, and you couldn't beat the price at $44.
What'd you have?
I had the filet, and my wife had the seven-finger pork chop that they specialize in, and there was a party of eight of us. So, you know, for when you break it down, if you go for the regular meal, it's going to cost you a good penny. And at $44, you get the appetizer, salad, an entree, and a dessert.
Yeah.
So it's a great deal. And we've been, like I said, the last 4 or 5 years, and it's a wonderful time out. And sometimes you do have to ask for the Restaurant Week menu because sometimes they won't present it, but we always make sure we do that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with so many different restaurants. I mean, you can go down the list and, you know, find, you know, restaurants that you like. I mean, some people like going to the same place all the time. But, you know, I think Restaurant Week is a great opportunity to try places that you've never tried before. You know, so you're not going to...
Right, and we've...
Go ahead.
We've tried different ones. And I tell you, if you have not been out to Perry Steakhouse, I would venture out there. It's expensive, no doubt, but I think the food was excellent.
Yeah, all steakhouses are a little pricey. I mean, that's what makes this such a good deal. But Perry Steakhouse is where exactly?
It's in just around the Oak Brook Mall. It's across from the Cheesecake Factory in Gibson's out in that area.
Okay. All right. Great. Appreciate that, John. Thank you for the call. Thank you for appreciate that. Hey, out in that area, Megan, are there, you know, plenty of restaurants out in the West Suburban area? Other suburban areas?
There are, and that was a great point by John. This is not restricted to downtown restaurants. We have restaurants in the Oak Brook area, out towards O'Hare, in the south suburbs, the northwest suburbs.
I was going to ask you about south suburbs because people say all the time, you know, when we talk about restaurants, with the critics when we chat about it. You guys never talk about Southside and South Suburban restaurants, and there are great restaurants out here. We know that. We know that there are, and there are some included here.
There are, and it's very easy when you go to the website, eatitupchicago.com. Consumers can search not only by cuisine, but they can search by area. And they can also search by gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian. And then for those who are looking for a comprehensive listing, there are results that you can print from the website as well.
I'm on the website right now, and just while you were talking, those couple of seconds, I did that quick of a search for some South Suburban restaurants. La Vote Bistro and Bar came up, and Whitney's Cafe, two great restaurants on the in the South Suburbs.
Yeah. Yes. And not only one point I do want to address is it's not all restricted to full service restaurants. The airports are participating. So our friends at Wicker Park Sushi, who are in O'Hare, you don't have to be flying anywhere if you
just go to the restaurant.
Visit to the
just go to the restaurant
airport.
For food.
Yeah, and even Rick Bayless's Shoko is participating in it. Eli's Cheesecake and Cafe. No doubt, everybody is getting creative and finding a way to participate.
There's always a little something for everybody here.
There really is.
Yeah, here's Karen on WGN.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I wanted to talk about one of my favorite restaurants. It's called Atabala. It's in the Ukrainian village.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there for 20 years with a single owner. His name is Dan Bosick, and he's been the owner chef of this restaurant. And they feature Northern Italian food. Phil Vitale has reviewed him as the gnocchi king, and he calls his restaurant the hidden gem in the Ukrainian village. And this is Dan's first year to participate in the restaurant week, and he was so excited when they went down to Union Station and
they had a first bite preview event the other night. Yeah.
Yes, he did. He said they served over 700 people.
That's great.
Not him alone.
That was a great fundraiser.
But,
well, at those events, you go around and you just get little samples at all the people participating. So it was sort of a taste of Chicago restaurant.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It really was.
And they are, they offered their cards and talked to customers. And, people just adored the first bite issue. And now they're offering, at Atabala, they're offering the $44 menu. And one of his specials is potato gnocchi, which he is known for. They serve fish.
Are you affiliated with this restaurant in some way?
Yes, I am.
I have a feeling you're very knowledgeable about all this.
I know.
It's okay to be proud. It's okay.
It is. I'm a very proud mother.
Oh, very nice.
Congratulations.
Very nice.
Thank you. He's worked very hard for where he is, and he's a single owner. And like I said, 20 years last November. So
it's 2148 West Chicago Avenue.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I've never been there, but I've heard from so many people how great it is. And I'm going to make it my business to go in there because I love a gnocchi.
Oh, it's wonderful. And he also has cooking classes, usually once a month. And you can call on the website.
Go for it, Mom. Go for it.
I've taken so many people and sent people there, and we have girls' night out, we have family events.
So, Megan, this is a whole new thing for you guys for Chicago Restaurant Week next year. Chicago,
that's right.
Chicago Mom's Restaurant
Week. Moms. Nothing wrong with that. You're a proud
Nothing
mom.
Wrong with that. A proud mom. Karen, thank you for the call. Very, very proud mom. Talk to me a little bit about the range and diversity of the kinds of restaurants that we have. I mean, highline, five-star, family-style restaurants. Is there something for everyone?
We have everything, Dean. And maybe when we started 8 years ago, it was limited with 44. But I can tell you, like I said, beyond downtown and into the suburbs, your favorite neighborhood restaurant is most likely participating. And every cuisine is available. And, you know, with all of our, with our 77 neighborhoods, just about every ethnicity in the world is represented in Chicago. So
I'm looking on your website right now in the area where you can search by cuisine.
Yes.
African, barbecue, Caribbean, mm-hmm. Chinese, eclectic, mm-hmm. fondue. I'm just, you know, skimming these German, Greek, Indian, Italian, sushi. It goes on and on. Soul food, seafood, Southern, tapas, steakhouse. I mean, Vietnamese. That's
Are you
nice
hungry?
To see. Wine bars. I'm always hungry. That's the problem. I am always hungry. Truly, you know, you're in the mood for some kind of something special, or you just go on there and you search around restaurants that are in your area, for example. You know, you go, oh, I've been meaning to try that place.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there and, you know, you can find some good deals. One of the sponsors of our Food Time show is the Greek Islands Restaurant.
And, oh, great.
And I noticed here, just I was looking in the Greek section, that the Greek Islands is participating in all of this. So the restaurant that we talk about all the time, the Greek Islands Restaurant, you want to, you know, save a little extra money, you can do that right now by participating during Chicago Restaurant Week, which is really 2 weeks. It's going on through February the 4th. People want to get more information on this, Megan. What's the best way to do that?
They should visit eatitupchicago.com. We've done a lot of the heavy lifting for them. There's a blog on there as well with their favorite picks, family-friendly restaurants. And Phil Vitale does a post every day on, you know, his favorite places, too. If you're looking for a hard copy in the Tribune, you can find that as well. So we've done a lot of the heavy lifting, and we just want everybody to get out and celebrate Chicago's culinary community.
Good deal. Eatitupchicago.com is where you can get all the info, save some money, and enjoy some food. Hey, we've got nice weather in Chicago right now. That's the time to get out and enjoy yourself, you know, before the bottom falls out. Hopefully it doesn't. Megan, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.